Maria Elena Smith of San Francisco was in medical device marketing for 12 years, working 70 hours a week. It was her visit to her seventh continent in 7 years, a trip to Antarctica, that inspired her to make the biggest change of her life in 2016.
I was so inspired by the photographers and the conservationists on board. And so after that trip, I got to thinking more about it, and I thought, this isn't even my target market. And so many people said, I'm really inspired. You've been to 65 countries. I'd like to learn more from you. You've inspired me to visit other places. So 2 weeks later, I came back and resigned from my medical device marketing career to chase a dream with regards to travel photography and writing.
But it wasn't easy.
My CEO at the time had said, well, you've always had a 5 or 10 year plan. What's your 5 year plan? And I said, for the first time in my life, I don't have a plan. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants and see where this takes me. And it has been an absolutely amazing journey with the people that I've met, what I've learned, the way that I've grown. Every day is different, and you're wearing 20 different hats as an entrepreneur and as a travel blogger, but it's the greatest career that I've had.
She used her PR, writing, and marketing skill sets, and other people's love of her photography inspired confidence in her. Her adventure blog, Epic 7 Travel, was born the next year.
Because the seventh continent played such a big role, and then the Epic stands for empowering, propel, ignite, and connect with adventure seekers all over the world.
By then, she'd already visited 65 countries.
So I'd had the opportunity to travel to London and Puerto Rico, but it was really studying abroad in Australia when I was in college, and I met people on a gap year, which I'd never heard of, and that's what really incited the travel bug.
After graduation, Maria Elena set off to see the world.
And sampled Asia, Africa, Europe. Then it was, where do I return? And then I had taken up scuba diving, so then that continues to expand the pie.
Her adventurous spirit has taken her to some otherworldly destinations.
So Papua New Guinea is one that, while we were there, my husband was questioning, what are we doing? Because there were carjackings at Machete Point that had taken place a week before we got there. But to me, I was like, what are the odds of that? I've traveled in many places that may be having security issues. We didn't have any issues while we were there. It was absolutely amazing, but it is like stepping back in time. The society was first discovered, if you will, in 1935, and the last documented case of cannibalism was in 1965. And so
it's a little sooner than I would like it to have been.
Yes, and some of the articles that we had read or people had shared that during World War II, they had developed a taste for Japanese meat, and my husband is Japanese, and so that gave him a little bit of trepidation. But people were absolutely wonderful. The festivals, and the reason they started those festivals was to quell the warfare between the tribes, and so it's wonderful in terms of how they've brought people together.
And she's seen and photographed things under the water you can't even imagine.
Pygmy seahorses are my all-time favorite critters. They're the size of a grain of rice. They are teeny tiny, so you need guides to point them out, and you're like, wait, what am I looking at? And we were just in Raja Ampat, Indonesia, which is very off the grid. It took us about 50 hours to get back from there. It's 4 stops, but we had a sea fan that had 15 pygmy seahorses on it, and so to see them jumping between the fan and moving around the fan, it's very special, because some of these fans can be 100 years old, so they're these beautiful, prolific fans underwater. And then whale sharks has been our other most special experience. So we just got to, in Raja, for the first time, scuba dive with whale sharks. We snorkeled with them in 4 different places in the world, but this was our first time on scuba, which was really, really amazing. So we got kind of the silhouette shots that we wanted, them coming right at us, the mouths open to see the gullet.
When she went to Papua New Guinea in 2010, just 1,200 people a year were visiting there.
It's such pristine, untouched rainforest that there's not the ability. At that point, there were some oil companies coming in, so there were some roads being built, and some of those, the rainforests were being raised for that. But to be able to see that from above and see a truly untouched landscape is really special to see, but it does limit in terms of travel. You've got to kind of fly place to place. It is very difficult to drive place to place. And of course, it's an island nation, so many of the places you're going require a flight or boat.
But it wasn't all fun and amazing. With her adventurous spirit comes some close calls.
My mom used to say, you have 9 lives, and I think I've used 8 of them, because I've had a number of close calls around the world. I've been extremely sick in a few countries with close to hospitalization. I now, as a result of that, I always travel with a SteriPen. So I haven't used a plastic bottle anywhere in the world. I use my SteriPen to sterilize water, but it's because one of the sickest incidents that I had was from supposed bottled water. So they had refilled a bottle, and then I had severe food poisoning. I was in a near bus accident in Vietnam. Messed up my knee, and another one where we almost kind of flew off the side of a cliff. So, and you're kind of teetering and looking at it. But I've kind of always viewed it as part of the adventure. People have helped me out, complete strangers. I had picked up a parasite in northern China, didn't know that that's what I had, and another traveler diagnosed me on a bus and gave me the medicine that I needed. for it. So the kindness of strangers will amaze you, and I think that's one of the continuing themes I've seen throughout the world. And it gives me a lot of hope in humanity.
It's all of these experiences combined that have fueled her strong desire to inspire others to travel.
And I'm very accident prone, and I have no sense of direction. So people are like, you can travel all over the world by yourself. And now I travel with my husband, but many of these countries were visited on my own. It instilled confidence in others that they could do the same with those same challenges. To me, it's really, really rewarding. And one of the things that I didn't expect is the number of people who now reach out and say, I've decided to get certified in scuba diving, because you've removed some of that fear and anxiety that I have surrounding it. And the photography, they said, is kind of what put them over the edge of, wow, I didn't even know that a world like this existed under the water.
In 2020, Epic 7 Travel plans to offer intimate group tours to off-the-grid destinations in hopes of expanding opportunities for people who might be intimidated to go certain places.
So I will be doing groups of six. Bhutan is first country I'll be running in 2020, so I'm scouting in Bhutan in November, and I'm getting special access for festivals, monasteries, schools, blessings with lamas, incredible viewpoints, and so I've spent a lot of time really customizing that itinerary to make it special for those who join.
That trip will cost about $7,000, not including your flight to Bangkok.
Bhutan is an expensive destination. One of the things that I find most exciting, it is the only carbon negative country in the world. So, and they have a very strong sustainability focus. And so the trip that I'm offering will be 2 weeks. There will be a trekking add-on option, which I'm also scouting this year. But for the trekking, they weigh everything that's going in, and then they have to weigh it coming back out to ensure that every piece of trash that is generated comes back off the trail so that there's nothing left behind. Because of pollution and beautiful places like Iceland that people are just leaving things places. Bhutan has done a great job, and for every person who visits each day, $65 goes towards education. So every child is guaranteed education through high school, as well as healthcare.
Maria Elena's tours will be cultural in nature, but she also runs photo and visual storytelling workshops. Adventures she's got on tap for 2020 include Eastern Greenland, photographing tigers in India, and quokkas in Western Australia.
So they look like tiny little kangaroos, and they are always smiling, and everybody does selfies with them. But I learned about them on Instagram, and they are the cutest critters. So Western Australia is high on the wish list as well.
But for her, Antarctica will always hold a special place in her heart.
I describe it, and particularly for me, given what it led to, as awe-inspiring, mind-blowing, and life-changing. And it's a pristine beauty like nothing that you've ever seen. And I'd never thought that the grays and blues that you could see, I never realized there's that many different gradients that can exist within those spectrums. And it's so silent and so pristine. And being able to see the animals in such close proximity, and there's the greatest wildlife spectacle I've ever seen is in a sub-Antarctic island called South Georgia. And you land on this beach, and there's three different beaches that you could land on, but 250,000 king penguins on one beach. And so the cacophony associated with that, the colors, the sound, the smell is a little overwhelming, but it took a while. My brain was on overload trying to process what I was looking at. And I posted these pictures in my blog and on Instagram, and people have asked me, did you Photoshop and did you copy these penguins across? And I'm like, no, that's what the scene looks like. And it holds a very special place in my heart because it's what led me to pivot and say, I am so passionate about this. How can I share this with others and make others realize that this is, it's an achievable goal early. You know, we saved for it for a number of years, but there's ways that you can do it on a discount if you're down in Ushuaia and it's the last minute. And we've been fortunate to go back twice. We had said we'll go back again in 10 years.
Check out her adventures at epic7travel.com. You're listening to Jet Set. I'm Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.